Good morning, church.
Good morning.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Tabitha Mungai, daughter of Pastor David and Elder Lucy, with a sister, Esther, who lives in Charleston, South Carolina. I was born in Dayton, Ohio, but when I was about 2.5 and my parents had finished their graduate education there, they decided to move to Minnesota to continue their doctoral studies at Luther Seminary. When we first came, we visited different churches and found one we enjoyed. But by the time I was about 5 years old, my family had decided to stop going to that church. So we started attending more churches in hopes of finding the one that we would feel like home. At one point, we would go to 2 or 3 churches each Sunday. Eventually, we had reached a point where we were too discouraged to go to any church, but were convinced by my dad to check out CAN. After only one Sunday here, the hospitality of the congregation restored our faith in church, and we finally found a place to call our second home. Between cool kids, Sunday school, and sermons from multiple pastors of our church, I have learned important attributes that Christians should have. One of those things is how to view and treat people for who they are. I have learned that all people are created in God's image. God put all of us on this earth to live together in peace and harmony. Galatians 3:28 says, "There's no longer Jew or Greek, there is no longer slave or free, there is no longer male and female, for all of you are one in Jesus Christ." As a church of all nations, I feel that we embody and practice this message. Recently, one of our Bible studies and youth group turned into a deep, hour-long conversation about racism. If someone had told me a few years ago I would spend a Friday night talking about racism, I would have been surprised that we'd reached a point where we could openly talk about things like this. And how would such a topic casually come up in a conversation? "Hey there, how are you? How's school? What's new? What's your stance on white supremacy and the Black Lives Matter movement?" But now I've come to appreciate the level of openness in our youth group, and I quite enjoy hearing the different perspectives that members of our youth group have on such topics. A few months after my birth, my parents had decided that I should receive baptism. We were living in Dayton, Ohio, when I was only a few months old. I don't remember any of it, and I highly doubt that I had any idea what was going on. But now I'm at an age of understanding, and I see both baptism and confirmation as having much significance. Baptism is a sign and seal of being incorporated in Jesus Christ and the first step of this long journey we call Christianity. What I also like about the concept of confirmation is the opportunity to reaffirm my baptism and profess my faith in front of a congregation which has impacted my perspective on life. When we first joined CAND, I felt embraced, welcomed, and accepted. The hospitality continues to bring me back each week. I hope that as I continue coming to CAND, now as a newly confirmed member, I can make others feel as welcome here as I did when I first came. As I conclude, I would like to thank you, Church, for shaping me into the person that I am today. It has been quite a journey with many ups and downs, but you have made it worth it. Thank you.